I wasn't sure that what I had prepared was in line with Ephesians here, but after Ted had read one of the verses here, I think it does go in hand, so we can thank the Holy Spirit for that. In Ephesians 1, verse 13 here, it says, In him who you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Each new year, at the beginning of the year, we have the option of picking up a little blue book that Ted puts out. And this blue book takes us through the scripture in a year. Well, this past year, I decided it was time for me to go through the book. I have read the majority of the books in the Bible before, but I have never done it in chronologic order, starting at Genesis and going through Revelation. So I took this upon my task for the year, and it's definitely taken a lot of discipline, let me tell you. But I want to say, and I put both of these words in quotes, what a privilege and an honor it has been to sit down each day and read the word that God has given to us. For me personally, the scriptures are fascinating. And I use this word with all due respect to the Lord. I don't want to just use it as throw it out as a word, you know, that I'm fascinated with scripture, but it is fascinating. I find the scriptures fascinating. I look forward to reading the scriptures every morning. I hurry through my chores in the morning so that I can sit down and read the Bible. I actually really get excited to start reading. I love to read and learn about God's wisdom. Have you ever pondered the last five chapters of Job? In these five chapters, Marion's smiling, God addresses Job, and he describes his might and his power and his lordship in great detail. Job 38, verse 8 through 11 says, Who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band. When I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors, when I said, this far you may come and no farther, and here your proud waves must stop. God shows us here his wisdom in that the great ocean must obey his command. Have we not respect when understanding that God controls the movement of the sea? And then in Job chapter 41, here he speaks of Leviathan. Leviathan is a fierce creature that no one is able to overcome. Verse 9 of chapter 41. Yet God declares his superlative omniscience over Leviathan in verses 10 through 11, where he says, no one is so fierce that he would dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand against me? Everything under heaven is mine. I love to read the scriptures and know that God is the truth. And his truth has been revealed to us and is able to keep us. And it surpasses all understanding. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What a statement that Jesus makes here. I am the truth. Truth means unconcealed. It's a balance. It's equity. It's assurance. It's verity. Psalm 111:7 says, "The works of his hands are verity and justice. His precepts are sure." And a Hebrew word for truth is kosht. It's spelled Q-U-O-S-T, and it means reality. Think about this statement that Jesus said, "I am the truth." What an awesome statement, what an awesome fact, what an awesome truth of understanding. And this is written in the scriptures. Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say to you," meaning truth, truth, two times. He establishes that he is the truth. And Jesus says throughout the Gospel of John at least 24 times, "Verily, verily." And you can go through that sometime and see that for yourself. I love to read scripture to understand that God is interested and deeply in love with his creation. Genesis 1, verse 26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." God has designed man to share in the same fullness, the same understanding that he is in the full Godhead. What I want to share this morning is the importance of Scripture, the importance of the Scriptures, God's written word, and the importance of us reading God's word daily. As we indulge in Scripture, we grow acquainted with, then we become bonded to, then we become in love with, and then we become in the likeness of Jesus Christ. Matthew Henry, who is a Bible commentator, said, "Communion with God is kept up by the word and by prayer." And I have always liked the way that Kip puts it. He always says, "All the answers are in the book." All of life's enigmas, puzzles, questions, dilemmas, all the answers to our heart's fears, our worries are in the book, in the scriptures. The key to success is in the scriptures. The scriptures equip us to know of God's wisdom, who is Christ, to know all the unanswered, all the unsolved questions of life. Jesus himself is God's wisdom, and in Revelation 3:14, he refers to himself as Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. What a privilege it is for us to be able to know this. It is written in the scriptures for us to know these truths. Reading scripture is so vital to us in our life system. And there is a grave danger for us not to be familiar with the scriptures because Revelation tells us we must overcome. Revelation 3, verse 21. "To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also have overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne." The scriptures tell us how Jesus overcomes and what he overcomes. And how will we know unless we read them? If we are not secure in the word of God, and I crossed out, I had the word familiar there, and I crossed that out and I put secure in, because we must go beyond familiarity. We must be assured, established. We must be secure in the word of God. We fall prey to indifference, and indifference in our lives produces death. Just like the church of Sardis in Revelation 3, verse 1, that says, "I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead." And Revelation 3, verse 2, Jesus tells us to be watchful and strengthen that which is about to die. So So God's written word revives us. It strengthens us to watch and keep clear of indifference and ultimately spiritual death. The word scripture means something that is written or recorded, registered, described or indescribed. And 1 Peter 1, verses 20 through 21, tells us that prophecy of scripture is not private interpretation. Prophecy never comes from the will of man, but by holy men of God who spoke as they were moved by the Spirit. We can trust the scriptures because God's Holy Spirit wrote it and inspired it. The scriptures are a gift to us from God. In it, he has written, recorded all his plans, his purposes, and his knowledge and wisdom for us to know also. These scriptures are an act of mercy to us, an act of love to us. We cannot take his holy words lightly. It's a gracious gift. Jesus is unconcealed. All the heavenly treasures are opened up for us to enter into. 2 Timothy 3, verses 15 through 17. And from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So let me point out a few ideas here about the scriptures. Number one, from childhood. This confirms to us the importance of teaching the scriptures to our young. From childhood, you have known the holy scriptures. Number two, scripture is able to make us wise. Wisdom is Christ Jesus. It's able to make us like Jesus. His wisdom gives life to our souls and protects us from the lie. Number three, scripture is profitable. Luke 12:34 tells us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If your treasure is in this world, then put your heart there. If your treasure is in knowing Jesus, then put your heart into knowing the scriptures. It is profitable for us to do so. And profit means gain. Number four, scripture is profitable for doctrine, which is teaching, knowing principles of belief. Number five, scripture is profitable for reproof, meaning pointing out our faults, admonishing us, reprimanding us, censuring unruly behavior. We should be open to God reproving us. It profits us. Number six, scripture is profitable for correction, correcting us, correcting our faults, making them right, making them accurate. Jessica used that word at our women's Bible study. I really like that word. Bringing us to the standard of truth, remedying. Number seven, scripture is profitable for instruction in righteousness, for instructing us, guiding us. Scripture is our guideline or our handbook to living right, in right standing with Jesus. Number eight, scripture is profitable to make us complete, finished, wholesome, perfect, fulfilled, with no part lacking. And number nine, scripture is profitable to thoroughly equip us, to shield us, to guard us, to clothe us, to give us tools and weapons as supplies. If we are not equipped, Then we will fall prey to the subtle craftiness of Satan. We need to be wise. We need to be equipped. We need to be complete and righteous, or we will be deceived. In Matthew 22, verse 29, Jesus challenges the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They're questioning the issue of the resurrection. They're unbelieving Sadducees. Jesus responds, quote, "You are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures," and here the scripture is a capital S, "nor the power of God." Then Jesus quotes Exodus 6, 3, verses 6 and 15. And he says, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is the God of the living, not of the dead." The Sadducees don't know the capital S of Scripture. They don't know Christ. He is the Scriptures. It is Him who is God's written word. The Scriptures are alive. They don't know, they don't understand, and they don't discern the Scriptures or Christ. Therefore, they are floundering in deception. Scriptures are crucial in discerning truth. Now, when we search the Scripture, it's important that we keep in mind that it is Christ abiding in us that we are seeking. Listen to the manner in which Jesus confronts the Jews in John 5, verses 38 through 40. He says, "But you do not have his word abiding in you." Why not? "Because whom he sent, him you did not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life." The scriptures cannot be opened to us unless we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. The scriptures are eternal life to us only in that we have Christ abiding in us. The scriptures to the unbelieving is just a history book or whatnot. There's indifference. The scriptures to us, the believing, is important. Why? Because the scriptures are the fulfillment of Christ. The word fulfill or fulfillment means accomplish, accomplishment, confirmation, consecration, gathering selves together to be finished. Fulfillment means to be at an end, fenced in, to have holy. The scriptures are a gift to us from God, and what they convey is the fulfillment of Christ, his finished work, his accomplished work, his work that has fenced us in to God and gathered us together to God and consecrated us to God and brought us back into a wholesomeness to our God, the God of all creation. Matthew 26:54 says, "How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus?" The scriptures were fulfilled through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Galatians 3, verse 22 says, "But the scripture has confined or concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe." So what has the scripture done? It has confined, it has concluded all under sin, meaning it has shut us all together. It has enclosed us. The scripture has shut us all together and enclosed us under sin so that Christ might die once for all so that we may attain the promise. The scriptures define God's expression of his redeeming work through Jesus Christ. Okay, to summarize some of the stuff I just went over, the scriptures are divinely written. They are divinely interpreted. They make us wise. They protect us from deception. They're profitable. They complete us, equip us, discipline us, correct us. Scripture must be accepted with Christ abiding in us. And Scripture is the fulfillment of Christ, His finished work. The Scriptures are a gift of love to us. God wrote His Word for us that we might believe and have life, and that Word is Christ Jesus. Don't ignore them in your daily living. Don't become indifferent to the Word. It is Christ fulfilled. The Scriptures are not a masterpiece of literature. The Scriptures are Christ, the written Word, the living Word, written into the depths of our heart. And I close with John 17, verses 8 and 17, which say, Jesus here was in prayer with the Father, and He said on our behalf, "For I have given them the words which You have given Me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from You, and they have received, and they have believed that You sent Me. Sanctify them by Your truth. Your word is truth." Samuel, do you want to come up and pray?
Heavenly Father, just thank You for this opportunity to come together today and worship You and learn more about You, and pray that everyone just took in what You wanted them to today and just learn something new about You, Lord, and we'll just put it to work in their lives. And just thank You for everything that You do in my life. Thank You for my mom. Pray for the rest of this day, Lord, that You would bless everyone and take care of everyone.
Amen.
Just thank You for loving all of us so much.
Amen.
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.